Welcome to Leaked, a program about food issues and questions around the community. Join Barry as he chews up the facts and spills the beans on what's happening in the secret life of food.
Hi guys, welcome back to Leaked. My name is Barry, and this week we talk about dim sums, or like yum cha, depending on like how you say it. It's kind of like a delicacy of mine, because like it's kind of like a Cantonese food. But before we start off like talk about these different foods and cuisines, let's just talk about the week that's been. Holy damn, this week have been so tiring. It's just been ongoing. Everything just been just insane. So at the moment we're doing, well, for me at least, we're doing like an experiment on like on satiety, which is trying to help to suppress appetite. So we're like doing different types of soup and stuff. I've got my French interns, and I was telling them to hold their horses and to just like just chill. But they didn't. They're like, no, they want to be more practical, more hands-on. And you're like for the past like 2 weeks, I've been telling them that calm down, think about it, what type of soup we want to make. Because I've been telling them that I could not have the taste umami. I'm pretty sure I talked about umami ages ago, but it's kind of like this protein savory taste. And I've been telling them that I could not really have that taste in my food for my experiment, or else it kind of like destroys everything. But so we went shopping, we brought like these different ingredients and stuff, and then they got so we've got onion, leek, potatoes, mushrooms, and also I don't know, cream. They didn't have butter, which is like quite interesting. They've got some corn flour and all these like different types of herbs and stuff. And then it was kind of weird. I've kind of gave them a little test. I was asking them, I was like, for the first day, I think it was Thursday, I asked them, could you please make me a mushroom soup so we could kind of like use it in the experiment? And then they did it. They did it for a while, and then something clicked. So if they were listening properly, or like they were listening to me, or basically like did their homework, they would have known that mushrooms got a lot of umami. But after they finished, and then they're like, why does this mushroom soup have this like interesting taste? Why is it so different? And then when they researched it, they realized that, oh, mushrooms got a lot of umami. So I kind of like tested them, and they were not really happy. I basically just said, if you've done your homework, read through all these things, you would have realized that mushroom soups got a lot of umami, and this is not what we want. So yeah, and then last weekend we were supposed to go to Yum Cha and then basically have basically this like Chinese cuisine buffet at Pearl Gun. So we booked in advance. It was like the four of us, but for some reason it's like we stood there for 20 minutes but we still didn't get a seat. So instead we actually just like went to down the street from Pearl Gun in Newmarket, and then basically just had a brunch and had a pie and also a beer, and that was actually pretty good. It was kind of more relaxing, less chilled, not as many people, and the sun was out, so it was kind of really nice. But this week we talk about yum cha or dim sum, depending on like how you say it. It's kind of like a delicacy. I mean, like if you go to Hong Kong and also like China, mainly Hong Kong or the Cantonese region, that's when yum cha is more prevalent, and that's where it kind of originated. And it's kind of more like a Chinese style brunch. So it's kind of a brunch, and you could say that it's kind of like one of the first buffets, because people select different types of food and stuff. And it's just basically become more basically it's been there for a very long time, and it kind of took off, kind of became famous during basically like when there were travelers like exchanging goods in the Silk Road. So basically there are lots of components, but when we talk about yum cha and also like dim sums, one of the most fundamental thing is actually having that pot of tea. But I'll be I guess we'll be talking about tea and food for this half an hour. So I'm going to take a little break, and then I'll be back soon, and we'll talk about tea at yum cha.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming a bigger thing.
amazing. Wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer. Take a number. I was lightning before the thunder. Kids were laughing in my classes while I was scheming for the masses. Who do you think you are? Dreaming about being a big star. They say you're basic, they say you're easy. You're always riding in the backseat. Now I'm smiling from the stage while you were clapping in the nosebleeds. Feel the thunder, lightning and the thunder.
Hi, so welcome back to Leaked. So this week we talk about Yum Cha, and then in this segment we're going to talk about tea. As we all know, tea's got a lot of good properties. It's quite healthy. It kind of lowers blood pressure, protects our heart from heart disease. Apparently it prevents obesity and also prevents tooth decay and increase immunity. So like tea and China have basically, it's kind of like a, you can't really take them apart. But it's just like tea obviously is originated from China, and it kind of like spread around the world, mainly because of the British that loves tea so much and basically like tried to export it, and it just got a bit ugly like in history. But traditionally, tea is really important, mostly like served in every meal, and it's kind of really important, especially like and Yum Cha. It's just like, I remember my family would sometimes fight depending on what type of flavor of tea. So there's, as we all know, there's oolong, there's black tea, and also there's green tea. All of these are basically like have different types of properties and also like different ways of how they process it. So some of them are dried, some of them have some kind of like fermentation going through. So it's kind of like depending on what type of flavor you want. And then during at Yum Cha, we usually have like one pot of hot water and also one pot of tea. And then if the tea was getting a bit too strong, we sometimes just like put a little sip of hot tea in our cup, and then we would put some hot water to dilute it so the tea wouldn't be that strong. But yeah, it's just like, it's quite different. I mean, like, it's quite different from like the different cups that we usually serve it with. Like, if you went to Yum Cha, most of the cups actually don't have the handle or the ears. So it gets a bit hot. So like, I remember like just introducing some of my friends during Yum Cha, and they were a bit kind of just felt uncomfortable just like using their fingers to hold on to a hot cup of tea. But people slowly get used to it, and it's quite fun and enjoyable in a way. I don't know. Have you guys ever done it before? And then I remember when I was trying to there's like so many different customs as well. When we were at Yum Cha, when you finish with your hot pot of tea, you would actually like lift the lid up and you put it beside the teapot, and then that kind of signals saying that you have finished drinking this tea. This teapot is empty. Could you please refill it with hot water? I was trying to teach that to my old flatmate. He kind of caught on, but he tried to do that in other restaurants as well, especially when we went to this Japanese buffet. I think it was at the Millennium Hotel. He tried to do that. I was like, no, don't do that. That is something completely different, and I don't know, it's not like a Japanese custom. And then I remember someone tried to do that in Kwame, so that's like a restaurant near Sky City. And I was like, I don't think you should do that, because like that's kind of like a, not a southern Chinese restaurant. It's more of a, more near Shanghai, that area, I think. So like the food types are slightly different. So like, don't do that. But it's quite interesting. It's just like, depending on different regions, there's like different types of customs. So there's like many different types. So I think my parents love having pukur tea, and also I think it's called chrysanthemum. So that's really lovely and nice. I'll be back with you, and I'll just play this short song, and I'll see you guys soon.
Asked you, meet you, where you been? I could show you incredible things. Magic, madness, heaven, sin. Saw you there, and I thought, oh my God, look at that face. You look like my next mistake. Love's a game, wanna play. Let's be friends. I'm dying to see how this one ends. Grab your passport and my hand. I can make the bad guys good for a weekend. So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over, if the high was worth the pain. Got a long list of ex-lovers, they'll tell you I'm insane. Cause you know I love the players, and you love the game. Cause we're young and we're and I'll write your name. Cherry lips, crystal skies. I could show you incredible things. Stolen kisses, pretty lies. You're the king, baby, I'm your queen. Find out what you want. Be that girl for a month. Wait, the worst is yet to come. Oh, no. Jealousy, but you'll come back each time you leave. Cause darling, I'm a nightmare dressed like a daydream. So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over, if the high was worth the pain. Got a long list of ex-lovers, they'll tell you I'm insane. Cause you know I love the players, and you love the game. We're young and we're reckless, we'll take this way too far. It'll leave you breathless, or with a nasty scar. Got a long list of ex-lovers, they'll tell you I'm insane. and I'll write your name. Boys only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't, say I didn't warn ya. Boys only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't, say I didn't warn ya.
Hey, hi guys, welcome back to Leaked. So this week we talk about Yamcha or Dim Sums. So it's just like, now we like talk about Dim Sums. So these are, it's kind of interesting, like how people word it. Some people say it's like, these are like dumplings, or like, it's kind of like, if you translate it from like directly from Cantonese to like to English, I would say it's kind of like little, I don't know, like little helpings or like kind of like little portions. So it's just like these like, sorry, little treats, because like basically like they come in the basket and then there's like 3 to 4 portions of like little stuff. So the one that everyone, the most iconic, it would be the shrimp dumpling. So that's the white paste, the seafood pastry, and also usually there's a shrimp in there, and also there's like the pork dumpling. That one's quite tasty, and sometimes like depending on how expensive or rich it is on the pork dumpling, it's basically like there's pork and also there's a yellow wrapper, so it doesn't cover it fully. And then also some people put some, is it caviar or some kind of like I can't even, it just escaped me, but like kind of those crab eggs. I don't know the name of it, but it's like that orange yellow stuff on top of it. And then yeah, so these are kind of like the main staples or the things that people kind of remember. And yeah, every time when I go to Yamcha, it's just like shrimp dumpling or pork dumpling, those are the main ones. So how do you say it in Cantonese? So for the shrimp dumplings, it's called hakao. So that's kind of like something that you would definitely hear when you're inside like Pearl Gun. And then xiaomai, that's kind of like the pork dumpling. So it's just like these two kind of complement each other. Sometimes I feel like when I go to Yamcha and not having these two, I feel like it's kind of incomplete, and it's kind of really nice. It's just like it's really iconic food if you go to Hong Kong. Feels like nearly every day you could kind of like, if you go to a Yamcha place, every day you could kind of see a same group of people. They don't eat a lot, but they just have a few basket of food, and then they just basically just sit there, read the newspaper, gossip, just talk about the news, politics, and it's kind of nice. But when I was in Hong Kong, I kind of got sick of it, because like basically we went there every day with a different group of relatives, and it just got a bit sickening. Well, yeah, so oh wow, that kind of worked, it kind of didn't. So and then we'll talk about the different types of food. I'll talk about the different types of food, and I'll be back and I'll play you the short song.
Maybe I'm foolish, maybe I'm blind, thinking I can see through this and see what's behind. Got no way to prove it, so maybe I'm lying. But I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. Take a look in the mirror, and what do you see? Do you see it clearer, or are you deceived in what you believe? 'Cause I'm only human after all, and you're only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put
put your blame on me. My opinion, don't ask me to lie and beg for forgiveness for making you cry, for making you cry. 'Cause I'm only human after all, I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me, don't put the blame on me.
Hi guys, welcome back to Late. So this week we talk about dim soaps. So like, so before we'll talk about tea, and then, so for the first segment, tea, and then the second segment we'll talk about, the shrimp dumplings and stuff, and then kind of like the segment we'll talk about the different types of food that you could actually see. I think one of the most, funniest food that, I don't know, I find delicious was, chicken feet. As in, like, you could definitely get this. It's usually colored red, and it's kind of tasty. I don't know what's the fear of it. I think offal, maybe, it's actually quite tasty. So it's just, like, if you guys, like, see this, maybe give it a little try. I know it's not really everyone's thing, but if you think about it, it's kind of like the tip of the chicken wing. It's just, like, it's slightly bony. A lot of effort to try, but the texture is so different. It's kind of, like, jelly, but it's the savory jelly is just kind of like sweet and a bit spicy as well. So it's kind of a bit different, and it's just like, I highly encourage you guys to try it. And then most of the time we would usually get these rice rolls. So that's quite delicious. So there's like comes in different varieties. Oh, I remember in the markets of Hong Kong, it's just like some shops actually just like specialize in these rice rolls. So it's kind of like this, how to say it, like it's kind of a rice roll which is like kind of like a spring roll, but it's white, it's kind of soft, and it's kind of like, I don't know how to say it, but it's kind of just, it's kind of jelly like savory. And then also there's like, so depending on what you want, so you could put on barbecue pork, you could have beef, you could have shrimp, or you could have vegetarian. I just remember the streets in Hong Kong, it's just like, depending on what you want, they could make it for you. And that was like breakfast most of the time. It was just like delicious. It's just like having like, sometimes we would put peanut butter on, not the one in Yum Cha, but like if you go to the streets of Hong Kong, it's just like you would just order like a plain rice roll. They would cut it up, and then they would put some peanut butter, and then like this some soy sauce, and then add some just different variety of like sauces, and it was just so delicious. And and then like we'll see what else. This is the odd thing. I don't know why these egg tarts at like Yum Cha, because it's kind of, in Hong Kong, I don't really see it that much, because like there's a lot of some Western style bakeries, and they would kind of like have a fresh egg tart. So, and most of the egg tarts in Yamcha places, they're actually not that great. I just feel like they're really oily, they're full of lard, and it's just a bit gross. And then especially like the custard filling, I feel like it's really fake. It's very powdery, and there's just no egg flavor into it. So it's just like, I don't know, I personally don't like it. And it's not that crispy. I feel like it's kind of like a bit stone cold personally. So it depends on what you like. What else? What's in there? And there's some desserts and stuff. It's just like, oh, I remember there was a sago. It's like have you guys like heard of these bubble tea where there's those little pearls? It's kind of like that, but it's kind of smaller. And then they mix coconut cream and also like different flavorings. It's quite nice, but I personally don't like it because like coconut, for me, I feel like it's a bit too creamy, and every time when I eat it, it's just like my tummy doesn't feel well. So that's why I kind of like stay away from it. And there's like some jelly and some other pudding. Personally, I stay away from them because like I feel like if you're why are you eating jelly in a Yamcha place when you're actually having Yamcha? Probably you'll try the different savory foods. And the last time, and also last but not least, it's like talking about like the different types of offcuts, like offal, like tripe, some tendons. Those are so good and delicious. It's just, I remember trying to ask my old flatmate to try some tendons and some tripe, and he just hated it. He's like saying that it was just like bland and had no flavor. But it really depends on who cooks it. And it's just like that texture is just so different, so beyond what the normal type of food that I usually have. That's why I like it. And it's just like, it's so... No, I don't know. It's just like this full of tendons, just this jelly-like texture, which is like kind of really hard, but really different and tasty. Where it's just like for the tripe, it feels really, I don't know. It feels like there's like little sand that's like been had super glued on like on this piece of meat. It's just, I don't know. It's kind of spongy, and then at the same time, it's kind of a bit odd. But yeah, it's just like there's plenty of different types of food at Yamcha places. I highly recommend you guys actually do that around, especially Auckland's. Like Auckland's pretty good, Wellington pretty good, and then in Dunedin, not so much. But if you're going to Hong Kong and also like the Cantonese region of China, you should really like consider it because it's kind of like the most iconic thing there is. So that's all I have for today, and I wish you guys well, and I will see you guys next week.
Throwing that dirt all on my name, 'cause you knew that I knew that I knew that I'd call you up. You've been going around, going around, going around every party in LA, 'cause you knew that I knew that I knew that I'd be at one. Oh. I know that dress is karma, perfume regret. You got me thinking about when you were mine. Oh. And now just want attention, you don't want my heart. Maybe you just hate the thought of me with someone new. Yeah, you just want attention, I knew from the start. You're just making sure I'm never getting over you. Oh. You run around, run around, run around, throwing that dirt all on my name, 'cause you knew that I knew that I knew that I'd call you up. Baby, now that we're, now that we're, now that we're right here standing face to face, you already know, already know, already know that you are.